Cowan, as we all know, left the game with a diagnosis with a concussion. So he will be in the league protocol. Also, Scott Solomon left with an ankle injury. At this point, we're not sure of the severity. So I'm sure we will get that imaged to know the extent of it. A disappointing way to open season. I mean, there's no words to express that. You invest so much in the opener. You prepare for it. You over-prepare for it. And to lose the way we did, it's difficult to swallow it. But, you know, as I told the guys afterward, we own this. You know, we own it. I mean, that's when you turn the ball over five times, you have 12 penalties. And a lot of the little detail stuff that I thought we had done a good job of leading up to this, taking care of, we did not pay attention to detail. There were a lot of little things that occurred that swung some plays. You know, the way the game opened was encouraging. We got a stop. You know, 9-minute drive. We're going to get points out of it. Converted a bunch of third downs. I thought we got a pretty good glimpse of what we could be. Then Josh leaves the game. A couple of the plays that really swung it. I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick did a heck of a job somehow coming up with that ball in traffic. You know, we recover it there. That's a game-changing play potentially. Brandon Marshall stealing the ball from Gip was a great individual effort on his part. But that's like giving up, you know, losing the loose ball battle in basketball. We got to come up with those. You want to win football games in the NFL, you got to make those plays. So, again, it's disappointing, but it's one. And knowing the resolve of the men in that room, we're gonna bounce back and be ready for next week.
What'd you make of after the Tampa game, McCown doing the same thing?
He's a football player. He's a competitor. I mean, that situation, there's, you know, running quarterback, you know, guys that are mobile guys that get out in open space. I don't know how many of them would have handled that any differently when they get that close to the end zone.
Mike, did you have to change at all with Manziel going in and playing? Did the offense have to change?
Not at all. Not at all.
Was it fair for him given he had, I guess he was limited Wednesday, Thursday, only had one full day Friday?
Fair meaning?
He had a full amount of work leading up to this satisfaction.
He got the typical reps that a number two quarterback would get.
How did you evaluate him, Johnny?
I think that's tough of any number two quarterback that has to come in and not just play, but play virtually it was roughly three quarters worth of work. So I think that's a tough spot, you know, given our practice rules and how little work that the number twos actually get. I thought he did some good things. The throw to Travis I thought was outstanding. I think he did some good things with his feet. But he's got to be more protective of the ball. We can't turn the ball over and expect to win. So that's something that he's got to get better control over. But I think overall for him coming in cold, he did some good things, and there's some things that he obviously will regret.
I think Manziel and McCown were the leading rushers. Why couldn't you guys get anything going on the ground with the backs?
Well, their defense is built to defend the run. I mean, I didn't think we were doing a very good job blocking at the point of attack. You know, our pad level wasn't great. We were getting knocked back at times. We hit a few runs. This is the type of team where you're not going to hit runs consistently, and then you got a chance to hit a big one, and that opportunity never came up for us. I thought Duke did some good things. You know, it was tough sledding when Crow carried the ball. But I think overall that we didn't do a good enough job blocking their front in order to sustain any type of rushing attack. I also think the circumstances of the game got away from us a little bit in the second half. That kind of took us out of wanting to run the football.
Like, what do you think changed most from the first half to the second half? I mean, you had a couple good drives in the first half and then weren't able to put anything together.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's you know, that's one I'm going to have to go back and look at it. I just know it was a lot of little things, a lot of details. Some of it's on the guys, but a lot of it's on the staff. I mean, we need to coach better. When you play that way and have the situational stuff that comes up that we did, the penalties, that falls on all of us. So like I said, we everyone in that room, we own it.
Given the offseason emphasis, what can you say about your run defense?
Not good enough.
Anything else?
Mike, when you have I think there was probably five or six of the penalties were pre-snap stuff. What illegal formations to also, what's going on there?
I mean, the false start stuff is disappointing. I think the one that prior to Josh's injury was one that put us in first and 15, which it changes your mindset. You're essentially there. I think we were first and goal from the 15, which really puts you in throw mode. But those are things we have to get cleaned up. You can't win in this league committing those types of penalties. And even we had some holds and a chop block, and on most of those plays we had a positive result that ended up getting called back. So we have to get it cleaned up. We have no choice.
Mike, just to be clear, are you saying you don't have any qualms about Josh diving at the goal line like that?
It's a quarterback who's running towards the goal line and has a chance to score a touchdown. I don't know how you coach a competitor, a real football player, to slide there.